you believe in click it or tick it?
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy.
Oh, speaking of famous, it is Click It or Ticket. I'm Pete Buttino.
Oh, and I'm Nick Schaefer, giving thanks for partying in the USA ever since we killed the Indians.
Yeah. If we didn't kill the Indians, we wouldn't have Miley Cyrus.
That's true. And she's a gift to the universe. I was upset when Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize because I thought she should have.
Joel, she was a fierce contender.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, also with us, we have Mr. Ryan Green.
We can't make more if we all just have a big party.
Yeah, we can't make more podcasts without Ryan.
That's true. So
here we are.
Exactly.
Ryan's returned, so have we.
And speaking of returns...
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
It's Christian Swifty Mutino back on the drops for a limited time only. Probably
he has a microphone
cast.
Now, too.
Yeah, one night only. One night only appearance.
Shut up.
Okay. Glenn, unfortunately, cannot make it. He's having a lot of food with friends and family Westchester.
Very weird.
Thanksgiving?
Of all days.
The day of cast?
Yeah, this Castgiving.
On the eighth day God casted. The eighth day being Fun Day, the day that Doug Funny invented. When he was Quail Man. So I guess Quail Man invented it. But speaking of Miley Cyrus, did you hear this thing that she went to a Starbucks and apparently wasn't recognized and like got really upset?
No, I didn't hear about this.
She apparently like was verbally assaulting the person behind the counter. Like, don't you know who I am? Like, this is ridiculous.
I'm investigating this now.
She's wanting to talk about recognition, I guess. It was a Starbucks. I don't even know what. Maybe it was like a retail. I don't know exactly what it was.
Coffee.
I typed MIL into Google. The first thing that came up was Miley Cyrus. Second thing that came up was Miley Cyrus nip slip. Three is Miley Cyrus party in the USA. So guys like Miley Cyrus even better than girls do, because that nip slip is very part of Miley
Cyrus. Is nip slip
Twitter.
A song?
I slip my nip.
Google. No. Is this
Nip Slip like the like, you know, kind of like the alternate title to Paparazzi by Lady Gaga?
I was listening to the radio on the way over because I had to borrow a car last night to
poor thing.
To hang with you guys, and they were interviewing. He was a producer for Michael Jackson, and he produced a few other guys, really big singers and musicians and stuff. And he produced Lady Gaga's newest album, and apparently he said she's the first artist he's ever dealt with who actually showed up on time.
Wow.
Yeah, she showed up at 11:59 for 12 o'clock. Then she sat down. She said, it's 12. Let's go.
Well, based on what you just named, is this a racial thing?
I think so.
Okay, just making sure. Just clarifying. Racial times here on Click It or Ticket.
I think Lady Gaga is blacker than Michael Jackson was.
Yeah.
What is Lady Gaga?
You've heard Poker Face, right?
I heard of it.
You've heard it.
She's a musical artist?
I don't know, but like, what is she?
Oh. Oh, she's bisexual, yeah, kind of?
Really? I don't know what her deal is. I remember when I was listening to Mike Francesa, the first time I had ever heard of Lady Gaga. He was just like, I was watching these stupid awards last night, and like, Lady Gaga, what is that? Like, is she a man or what's the deal?
Well, it says lady right in her name there.
I know.
I think it's pretty straightforward, but
you can't read her poker face, so, you know.
That's true. I've been trying to read her gender face for a long time.
She'll get you hot. She'll show you what she's got, and what she's got
you're gonna
is
love
a
my
penis?
Nuts.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm associating Lady Gaga with old Greg, sort of in my mind.
I'm Lady Gaga.
Bailey's.
She has a Lady Gina.
Or Lady Enos.
Lady Gaga. Gaga means penis.
But this is the first time I had Thanksgiving in a long time where it was just my immediate family.
It was just the
four of us. It was, and we used to always go to our neighbor's house. And today was the first time it was just the four of us. And it was kind of nice because it was, you know, just talk about whatever. My family's got very... lax boundaries of what is an acceptable thing to talk about. At one point, I actually yelled to raucous laughter, look at that dude's dick, during Thanksgiving dinner. So to give you an idea of my family.
What was the context of that?
My mother and father both write short plays now for local theater productions, and I saw one where it was supposed to be October themed. So my dad wrote about three Midwestern Americans going to an Oktoberfest in Germany, and they're waiting for a bus afterwards. And throughout the play, like this, there's a little bit of setup, character development, and then this German dude staggers up behind them, and he's peeing against a, like against the wall behind them the entire play for like 5 minutes. He's just peeing the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then of course it stems from like that social situation.
Yeah, prostate awareness is very.
And my mom has suggested a joke where one of the women like kind of leans over and looks and says, well, I'm not going to have any sausage for dinner or something like that because I've had enough or something like that. And my dad didn't think it was a good idea. He put it in anyway. It got a lot of laughs. So he was like, I guess you were right. And I said, you know, a lot of it's the context too, because a lot of the other shows that night were kind of nice and fluffy and cute, and then all of a sudden there's this setup, and the woman leans over and says, look at that dude's dick, basically. And so...
No, they should actually make that a
penis.
Yeah.
That's good theater.
Smell his dick.
Yeah, you know way more of the theater
than I do.
Christian,
what's that big red drop? Oh, my God. Is that one? Oh, the color coding is immaculate.
That was a sincere question. He didn't know he was walking
right into
a trap.
That was exactly
he didn't know that... I was going for it's a trap, but that's all right.
Yeah, this one's just as acceptable.
Christian's a little rusty, which is understandable.
I'm not rusty. I just am in love with this.
Just swifty.
Is that like an air horn? Is it like a car going by real fast? Like what?
I don't know or care. Right. I know I love it.
Yeah,
it's in a lot of songs. I don't know where this whole thing came from.
Look, I feel like a boy who's just like orgasm for the first time. I didn't really know what the hell happened, but I liked it and I can't get enough.
I'm eating it now. Yeah. Well, yeah, the first time there's a lot to like because nothing comes out.
Yeah, it's no mess. You can just keep going.
I know. It's like Billy Mays invented it.
It must be how chicks feel, except the squirters.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever been with a squirter before?
I have not.
Oh.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, anyway. so, right, Ryan, where does that, what is that sound, that that delightful sound that Christian keeps assaulting our ears with?
Randy.
I still don't know what...
Randy, it's apparently a character in Funny People, plays by Aziz Ansari, the guy from Human Giant, Indian comic actor.
Oh, right.
I'll show you the video later. And I'll
it's pretty funny.
This will be an enhanced podcast, and if you click the link right now...
I can't wait till that pops up.
That's awesome.
Look at it in all its wondrous glory. Look at it just sitting there in the bottom of your screen.
Lower left corner for most people,
click
I think.
On it.
That movie, that was, did you see that movie?
No.
No one did.
Everyone just watched the Randy website.
I heard it wasn't that good.
I was torn because I like the idea of it because I'm obviously interested in the field, but Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen don't do it for me.
Yeah, you've always kind of hated on the Seth Rogen factor.
Yeah, because I feel like...
It's a fray!
I am terrified. I mean, it was, I think I got really turned off from his Daily Show appearance. Where he just went on and was like, all I did was smoke pot and pot. And I was kind of hoping that he could expand because I feel like that's all his repertoire is in the movies. And I guess there's not a problem with him being just this generation's Cheech and Chong. Like, I don't hate on them. But so maybe I'm being too harsh on him. But I just never got it. I never understood it.
I can't identify with him. It's my problem.
I guess we're all just too skinny
who,
and
who
ripped,
do you identify you know? With, Ryan, out of curiosity?
Nobody. That was my big problem.
DJ Qualls?
On. No. When I grew up, they were like, "Oh, who's your role model?" I'm like, "I don't really have a role model." I'm like, you have to have somebody to look up to. I'm like, no.
"Well, my role model was Michael Phelps until he got busted with pot."
Mine was Billy Joel
until he got busted with pot.
No, it still is.
You see, I always looked at my friend
who
Sarah.
Needs a ride.
I looked up my friend Sarah. She was just a bit older than me, a bit taller, but somehow, I don't know. I was in middle school at the time.
Sarah, no!
I'm assuming, Christian, play the drop. I'm sure one of your role models was one of the people who spoke in one of our drops. Which person was your role model growing up? Use it.
Nobody wants to date me. Again, I'm going to bed alone again.
Nicolas Cage. Good choice.
Really bad luck.
I thought he was going to respond with the horn.
His role model is a horn. fucking love that horn.
That is no orc horn.
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't get me started, ladies.
No, don't get Nick yelling about Lord of the Rings. It's just horrible for everyone, myself included.
Yeah,
I feel really embarrassed afterwards.
Then we all have to like cry and stuff in a circle and hug it out.
We're not drunk in the woods, Pete.
I mean, the finger.
Well, we didn't have to hug anything out. That was just hugging.
That was really great.
Yeah,
my therapist says I should hug you more often.
Your therapist is full of snot.
Oh, before we move on too far, I mean, we already have, I guess, but the Miley Cyrus song was played partially because it's awesome, but listener Alyssa, we had a deal that if she listened to every single episode, all, I guess, 69 now, 70 for this episode, I'm making hand gestures in a sort of television host manner, but it doesn't really work in this medium.
Yeah.
and I told her that we would play any song that she requested, and that was her request, so this one's going out there.
I'm trying to think who else would have listened to all of them, and I have to think about
Ryan Powell has.
Oh, really? Good for
And he's still working.
Good guy. I finally met him. There's a face to the name.
Yeah, yeah. So he's working on his song request.
And the late Jeff Dalio. So I'm sure he wrote it in his will, some sort of request, but...
Well, you know that movie I was like 21... fuck.
Grams?
2012.
Yeah, no.
21 Grams?
What's the romantic comedy with the girl who, like, gets... Whose boyfriend dies and, like, letters get sent to her?
Truly Madly Deeply.
Oh, P.S. I Love You. Right?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, with Gerard Butler. Yeah, that
I thought that was the one about going into space.
No, he, like, leads her on a scavenger hunt from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
and for some reason, it's sexy.
Apparently, Jeff Dalio is going to be doing that with a clicker ticket. He will leave, actually, clues. We have clues programmed in the website.
He was a bit more contemporary, though, so he'll do it via email.
Yeah, cyber ghost.
To Pete@peaklinic.com or Nick.
Ghost in the Machine.
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
That's certainly true. Christian is still in college.
Yeah, he's going back tomorrow.
He does whatever he wants. So you're at...
Boston University.
All right, and... you're living in a single apartment?
Yeah, I got a one-bedroom apartment.
It's very nice.
Top floor of my building.
Oh.
Right in Alston. It's a close walk to school.
For someone who's never been to Boston, hypothetically, what sort of neighborhood is Alston?
It's very hipster. Like, a lot of hipsters. There are a lot of bars. Like, it's a big nightlife area.
And it
kind of how I imagine Boston as a whole, except for, like, one part, which I just, in my mind, is a map, like, There Be Sea Monsters, which I've labeled Southie in my head, where it's, like, a whole bunch of bald white dudes, like, punching each other.
No, Alston's got, like, a good nightlife, a great nightlife. All the college students seem to move out there once they,
really?
Like, move off campus.
It's interesting, because, Boston's kind of ridiculous in that sense because it seems like they name like so many different neighborhoods when it all just kind of looks like the same thing. Like Newton, I understand. It's kind of segmented. It's a bit more of like a streetcar
suburb.
Like
Cambridge is like a different thing.
Cambridge, yeah, it gets across the river. It's a little different.
I feel like Alston has its own look,
It does, but it still kind of blends on Comm Ave there. And it's
yeah,
just,
it does. It fades in, sort of.
Well, also, it's like Brookline and like Brighton. It's just like, well, this looks like the exact same shit.
Well, Brookline is like very residential.
Yeah, but still, like, it's still that same road that all of a sudden turns into just like...
Fuck Boston!
We should probably talk about Boston.
Yeah,
no, I'm actually...
Ryan is not a fan. It's a very interesting city. It's the only city in this country that's grown out of purely cultural reasons.
I'm interested... I mean, I'm definitely interested to hear these things, because like I said, I've never been there, which is very weird. I'm fairly well-traveled and
it's close.
Lived
it's
2 hours away from...
Cities,
two or three hours away from my entire life, and... never went. I got a lot of friends up there too. I just don't. I don't.
And now's
go.
The age to go. The interesting thing is you go out to the bars and everyone's your age.
Yeah, I mean, there. That's kind
for of all the older people listening to this cast. Fuck you.
College for life.
I think Powell is. I think Ryan is the only person older than us who listens to this.
Yeah, I mean, he's
20.
But he's into the whole college scene. He does the Greek life thing.
He does. He works for administrator. He works. He's in charge of all the sororities at Emory now, and he has a second apartment. In the sorority lodge.
He's got to figure something out to do with that.
It's
podcast
free. They pay for
Central?
It. Podcast, let's move to Atlanta and podcast out of Ryan's new apartment.
The Southern Edition?
Yeah.
It's a trap!
We'll clean up that south.
But Pete actually came down to the to Atlanta earlier this week. Or was that last... I don't know. Some week.
Yeah.
A while ago.
It was last week. Let's and I had a lot of fun. Did you have a lot of fun?
I enjoyed it. I'd never been to Atlanta. It's a very... clean, nice city.
Yeah, the parts we went to were very nice. I mean, we were largely in over by Emory campus, which is
like kind of
suburban.
Thing, and, yeah,
but we did
venture downtown.
We hit up the aquarium, which is very central. That's pretty much dead center of the city.
In the Coca-Cola factory.
Yep.
I didn't get to see Turner Field. I'm not sure where that's located. But
did you go tour CNN?
Turner.
Oh,
is
we did see it. We didn't go in, but
you should go. It's a great tour. I went there when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
If we'd had more time,
Nick
we would have
suggested it. We went to a mall where things were very overpriced.
Oh, yeah, Phipps Mall, where they have Maseratis and Bentleys parked in the just in the hallways there. We saw we played...
Disgusting. I saw a t-shirt for like $70.
Yeah, we wandered around playing Guess the Price, and Pete and Alyssa both came in $150,000 short on the price of the Bentley, which was $400,000.
It's funny, because the Maserati was cheaper and much cooler.
It's probably cheaper here. They're just like the Atlanta markup.
Yeah, maybe. I need a Bentley.
I'm sick of those rich people in Atlanta pushing us around. We did go into the Phipps Mall. was it the Saks or something like that? Something one of those like department that. Stores. And there were clearly like rap moguls hanging out in there with like personal shoppers trying to like... It's really interesting because you have these really tough black dudes trying to come off as really tough as they have some really excited, extremely gay like Latin guy hauling them around, telling them about how exciting their new items are. And the black guys are like interested because they're actually trying to look for shit to buy, but they're also trying to not act like they enjoy it
yeah,
at all.
Trying to like act angry and disinterested, yeah. as rappers smiling. Are want to be.
I have a question though. Like, we live in Fairfield County, the Gold Coast, as it were. Why don't we? Why don't we have anything like that around here? Like, close we have is Greenwich Ave, which nobody goes to these days. There's no like. Like malls where it's like, oh, how much cash you have on you? Oh, you have less than $1,000 cash on you? You're not allowed in.
The Stanford Mall is very open to the people. It's very... I mean, it's gradually getting more upscale, but it's still...
Okay, Stanford Mall I worked at...
Card Center.
Yeah, we gave out bookmarks as for Halloween trick-or-treat. Now, I'll let you know, kids went trick-or-treated in the Stanford Mall. Like, parents brought them to the mall to trick-or-treat.
Whoa, that's interesting. Kind of cool, actually.
But like malls are not going to give out candy. You can get like bookmarks.
The thing is,
scraps,
I always
denim.
Even when I was like at the peak scrap. Of my candy consuming phase, I never finished all my Halloween candy.
Oh yeah, that it kicked around all like just before Christmas. And you always had like the Almond Joys left over and stuff.
Yeah,
oh, I love Almond Joy.
Whatever it was, there was always some
Almond
sort
Joy.
Of but I
about mounds.
I think if I walked around in a mall and got all kinds of other stuff, mounds. What about payday?
100 grand. Shrugging like it.
Just a couple.
He's reluctant.
Kit Kat.
With club sauce.
The Kit Kat wasn't that appealing, but as soon as he had that idea.
Yeah. What about, I love it if you could give out time sense, like give out ice cream for like Halloween, like a Klondike bar. It's like, you must finish trick-or-treating in time to eat this.
It's like, but it's 5 p.m.
Hurry. Run as fast as you can.
You can have till we get home when we eat chicken for razors.
No one has ever, did your parents... insist on checking your candy
for a little bit
poison.
It
was like 2 years.
Yeah, they had to scan it.
I remember
it was like wrapped loosely or anything.
One time we got
homemade
popcorn balls,
and
they were huge, and I really wanted it.
And then they were like, no,
they were like, nuh-uh.
Popcorn ball is kind of dubious, but
I never had one. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't have one until I was like 20.
I mean, yeah, I knew what popcorn was, and I know what a ball is, but you put the two together, and it's this.
What's in the middle? Is the whole thing popcorn? I mean, you just don't know.
It could be a razor blade in the middle.
Yeah.
Wait.
Never know until you try.
Is that an urban legend, or did that actually happen?
Like, it happened.
I read in sociology that it was like 99.99% urban legend.
I heard it really did happen.
Well, that's what an urban legend is. You hear about it.
No, I saw it on the news, I think.
Oh.
Urban news.
Urban
the news, news legend.
News legend Lou Dobbs.
Running for president.
Is he really?
He made some senile murmurs about
like
it.
Like the Reform Party or?
Dobbs.
He expressed regret over hating immigrants, apparently.
No, well, I mean, good. We all regret that.
Hold on.
We all hate them even though we shouldn't.
I'm bothered by this whole razor blade in the food thing, and can some listener research this and let us know if it actually happened?
Yeah, email us at peaklinenick.com.
I probably won't check it, but send it to me anyway.
It's like a time
and anything else you want. I have no friends. Please, I'm lonely.
But the popcorn ball thing, it is a pretty shitty, you know, people talking about the perfect crime. It's a pretty fucking horrible crime because parents are walking around with their kids usually when they trick-or-treat with them at that young age, and they're going to remember the house with, like, the weird homemade thing. Like, everyone else just left a bowl out with Milky Way in it.
Yeah,
but, like, there was this one family that had, like peach cobbler or something.
Yeah.
And the parents are going to, you know, it's presumably near where they live, and they can just look at the house and be like, huh, number 42. That's where the peach cobbler came from that poisoned my kid.
It had razor blades in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did they get all these razor blades?
Where did they get the? Where do you get pleasure out of that too? It's like, I put the razor blade in the candy. They might have eaten it and kind of hurt their mouth. Like,
there has to be, you know, there's got to be like an art to that too, to like make some sort of like confectionery treat and bake it with a razor blade inside of it.
Yeah, wouldn't you want like a glass shard though? Like a razor blade's bigger than like 90% of the candy that gets handed out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
also
could
glass shard could be sharp on multiple sides. Razor blade, you're kind of like limited there.
Yeah, and if you get it, it's like square
optimal,
on the tooth.
Optimal
I mean.
Mouth cutting.
You know what? I did not see it on the news. I saw it on The Simpsons on the news.
Oh.
The cereal.
So that's definitely true.
The crusty, yeah.
Okay, I'm checking Snopes.com. Okay, so poisonings of candy never happened, but tampering... By putting in like pins and needles and razor blades, actually happened.
Tampering by making it more delicious.
I was gonna say like
sugar and
I would have assumed like people like
sprinkles.
Ejaculating into it.
Yeah, like the Shago approach.
Yeah, apparently in starting in 67, there were multiple cases up and down the eastern coast of people putting razors and pins and needles in Halloween candy in 1967. This was like before media hysteria.
Wow, yeah. Mm. I could see putting a needle in because it barely breaks the package and you just kind of slide it in. It'd be hard to see, and that could really... You swallow it, and that fucks up your guts. That would 67. Blow.
Yeah, but wouldn't you, like, bite the needle since it's, like, got some length to it, so you would bite
67?
It and feel it and pull
it's
it out.
Like,
that's true. That would still suck, but
go,
yeah. It'd be,
it's like, don't go trick-or-treating at Aleister Crowley's mansion, and then I think you're fine.
I'm not done. Apparently, in 68, New Jersey made a law mandating that if you put razors or pins and needles in Halloween candy... You would go to jail.
Wait, that wasn't a law before?
It was perfectly acceptable.
Well, there's no law for it.
There must have been some sort of like fraud or assault or something.
Trick
for,
or treat.
For...
Why not both?
It gets even better. That Halloween, there were still 13 different reports of people finding razor blades in 5 different counties in New Jersey.
I don't think that the people who... I don't think... It becoming illegal all of a sudden was the deterrent. Like, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, man, it's illegal now? Shit.
Oh, that shit doesn't fly anymore.
They were all brilliant attorneys who just saw a loophole. You know what's really evil but completely legal? Tricking kids into eating metal.
I wonder if there was a specific candy that, like, was more conducive to pins and razors.
Apples.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's what I always heard. Like, beware of the apples on Halloween.
If people came around with the UNICEF jar and, like, I just put a razor in that, now is that okay?
Well, yeah, because you're sending
They're
it to Africa
it.
And
yeah.
No one cares.
And they can, like, shape stuff.
They'll think it's money or something.
Yeah. They'll trade it for something.
And if you call it, like, Mach 3 candy, I mean, that's a warning.
Yeah. Gillette candy. If the strip is white, just throw it out.
Candy's not good anymore. You know, maybe
commercial jokes here.
Give it to your girlfriend to use on her legs for a while.
Yeah. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
That's such interesting. Every girl I've spoken to about shaving her legs, which is actually probably a shocking number.
You're like 90% of the girls I've ever talked to. Ever.
Yeah. That's it's like I ask them their name and where they're from. Then I start asking about their leg shaving. But the consensus that I'm getting is that they all either use men's facial razors or are envious of them somehow.
Why?
They're better.
They
work.
Have 5 blades.
Well, it's not just the number. Apparently, they just work great. So I don't know. And to be fair, you'd think that something that's for your face, which is like a really sensitive part of your body, you'd think that that would be the most
Leg razors are actually precise. Very good on the face. I've used them.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a razor not available. For a while, I actually went for like 6 months without a razor, and I just used my sister's leg razor.
Wow.
That's kind of disgusting.
So the leg razor
smooth
worked?
And it was
really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were poor.
I even used her leg shaving cream. My face smelled very fruity. I think it was like lavender. It was great.
I'd say Mary's going to be pissed, but she will never, ever listen to this podcast. And see, that's the thing, you know, when we talk about Christian bringing his drop skill back to the show, I was imagining all sorts of complicated flourishes and combinations of drops, but really,
I am invincible!
The more, it just shows, just keep it simple.
Stay the course.
Christian is,
I never want to play a drop, like, too much. It's just, I try to be original. And...
No, but you're like Matisse. You think, you know, hey, you know, Matisse. Paper cutouts, it's kind of boring, but and then you look at him, it's like, oh, this, it's not that simple after all.
Yeah. There's no need to upgrade to CGI when the paper animation is still working and still telling the story, you know?
Bonisa,
yeah.
Human
Go see Fantastic
all.
Mr. Fox. I saw Where the Wild Things Are, though.
How was it?
And Where the Wild Things Are.
I've heard mixed reviews.
It was really... I liked it a lot. It was very artsy and very
it felt
sad.
It felt very, very indie. Like, to
it
the
was.
Point where...
Karen O's sang the whole soundtrack, like, and a bunch of children. So
I feel like it was not made as a movie for the American public, but really only for members of Williamsburg to go and see.
I think a lot of... Good. I think a lot of kids are going to get brought to that movie and are going to be scared, alienated, and
disappointed.
And yeah, very much so. I was
like the TV show Are You Afraid of the Dark? You know.
Yeah, I was definitely alienated from that shit. I mean, Zeke the plumber on Salute Your Shorts was scary enough for me.
Yeah, I signed off there.
Did Zeke the plumber freak you out?
No.
I didn't quite scare me, but
I watched
pushing.
Are You Afraid of the Dark, so didn't like that was light shit for me.
Didn't like Are You Afraid of the Dark.
Goosebumps the show.
The one with the clown?
Zeebo. Oh, was it Zeebo?
Yeah, do you have a problem with clown?
Scared the shit out of me. No.
Just that clown. That was a scary one. Huh. That was the scariest episode of that show, by far.
It
was terrifying.
He smoked really a fucking cigar and like...
So he was a man about town, all right? You have a problem with upper class people?
Yes.
You're classy clowns.
Just speaking of weird fucking movies, Pete and I watched Hudsucker Proxy last night, which is a Coen Brothers film.
How was it?
It was very bizarre.
It was great.
It was funny. It was
hysterical. It was like Dr. Seuss, Tim Burton movie mixed with like Coen Brothers 1950s.
Like jargon.
It was Mad Men mixed with Tim Burton doing a Dr. Seuss movie.
And Paul Newman was in it.
Yeah, he was the villain.
It was very interesting.
But Where the Wild Things Are, the cast is insane. The voice actors, they have a...
I'm sure.
Catherine Keener's a real... makes, you know, appears as herself.
Is Bernie Mac in it?
They used his body like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie Mac's.
Oh, okay.
But they had a voice actor do it because he's dead.
Right. Yeah, like Chris Tucker or something. Okay.
But they had Chris Tucker. they had Forest Whitaker, they had Catherine O'Hara, Chris Cooper, James Gandolfini.
Wow.
And, getting someone else who was huge, but it was...
So they just walk around the studio and are like, hey, what are you doing? So say something into this mic. Yeah. All right, sweet. You're not
I'd
the
love
world
to get into voice acting. I feel like it'd be so sweet.
Was Forest Whitaker's impression of Bernie Mac good?
Yeah, it was great. You know, he did that whole thing where there's like the handshake and he squeezes your hand real hard and they get really uncomfortable.
Did he bug his eyes out?
Well,
they're CGI. I
you've
forgot.
Seen,
they
yeah,
CGI
their eyes are always bugged. Do you see how big their fucking eyes are? I mean, you read the book; they look like the book.
Now, is the pneumonia still an issue? Like, even though the body is lifeless, can it still like find a host?
Well, what they do is it's really.
I'm not a doctor.
They have what it looks like. They had a scene where they're in the cold, and it looks like they're breathing out cold air, but that's really Lysol.
Oh.
So it keeps the virus.
Spike Jonze
contained.
Just keeps turning out those hits.
Yeah, and it's cunning in ways that, you know, you really have to look for it and to see all of the intricacies.
Coming soon to a hospital near you.
Ryan Green, Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things At. Well, we're actually at the end of this beautiful podcast.
Well,
what?
Nearing
really?
In on it.
Oh,
I got 3 minutes.
Oh, I thought you meant 30.
No, that's why I just had a 3.
Oh, it was a mistake.
He didn't fist. You got to
wait
for the
I'm
fist.
Done with this podcast.
Yeah. I'm out.
You guys are on your own.
That's all right. I have a younger
Give me some exit horns.
I have a younger, more attractive Nitino right here, ready to step right on in. Isn't that right, Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, Mary's here.
I'm so gay for you.
She's really pissed about the leg raiser shit.
This Jerry Springer. She was in like a special room where she couldn't hear.
I hear all.
She was getting angry.
I'm in college. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
It is a free pass to do, you know, that, including see Where the Wild Things Are.
That movie was, it's.
So, well, based on your opinion,
I don't think it's worth seeing.
Really?
Well,
Bernie Mac, Oscar nom. No?
Heath Ledger that.
For best.
Heath Ledger rule.
You think
post-mortem,
so?
Post-mortem best.
You don't think he'll just get the nomination?
Best supporting monster.
Just to be like, you know, because it's just a monster part, you know, it's not like the Joker.
But the monsters are all just fragments of the child's psyche.
Now, well, Forrest, do you think Whitaker will accept it on his behalf, or do you think like someone...
Well, they're both black, so yes.
Okay.
You know what? It is worth seeing. I take that back. It's worth seeing, but it's a bummer. Like it'll kind of hang with you for a little bit.
You know, I actually loved that book when I was a kid. Like just
that's what you're saying. I didn't like the book at all.
Oh, it was like 12 pages. How could you?
If
not?
Any listeners,
it was like a children's book that my parents were way more excited about than I was. But
interesting.
If any listeners are like thinking about killing themselves, should they see it?
Oh yeah,
really, it's like uplifting, or they'll die.
They want to kill themselves or like succeed.
Well, do
like,
we want to keep them alive? Is the question.
If we do, then don't see it.
Okay, so they should probably see it.
Because we went out and had like a... I saw it with a group of people in a very fun
setting. Half of them killed themselves.
And afterwards, we all came out and, you know, kind of outside the theater and trying to... It was like a Friday night. We're all trying to figure out what we're going to do. We're all kind of standing around talking. But nobody... Everyone just seemed kind of like slightly disgruntled and quiet. And nobody wanted to... It was just sort of... trying to get over.
You didn't
want to
broach the idea of Suicide Pact, but like.
Well, yeah, because no,
and
but
like
too,
the bars, like, aren't it wasn't a good night like, for
you're
that.
You're too alienated to want to make a pact because that's a bond with another person. You learned you can't trust anyone.
All right, so we have 3 minutes left.
Christian
is telling me.
All right, shit, we need a new talking point.
Don't go see Pirate Radio. It sucks.
Did it? It looks stupid.
It's been out on DVD in like England for literally 3 or 4 months, so I illegally downloaded it. So glad I did not give me the money.
So you pirate movie?
I pirated Pirate Radio.
Dude.
That movie, it looked bad.
Here's the thing. It had potential. Apparently, it was originally 3 hours.
How long did it wind up being?
An hour, like, barely an hour. No, I'm sorry. Hour and, like, 30. I don't know. It was, like, 130 minutes for the English.
2 hours, down.
Whatever. It's a long time.
That's the commercial made it look, it's like, there was a problem. These people solved it.
And the who was there.
And it's like, now we need to fabricate. Yeah, now we need to fabricate conflicts. I don't like it when there's a premise that you need to fabricate conflicts into it, you know, and kind of.
Well, dude, here's the bad Hoffman. Part. The soundtrack, oh, wow. Yeah, the soundtrack was nothing but like, oh, okay, like classic rock. But it's all like popular classic rock. There's no deep cuts. It's all shoot here on like 95.9 The Fox.
That's
well,
it's
like for all the leftover Almost Famous fans to have something else they can jerk off and quote at each other.
But dude,
besides Where the Wild Things
Are. She OD'd on Quaaludes.
Oh.
Quaaludes.
And they hung
still
out with
water.
Bob Dylan, kind of.
Cool. Well, without Glenn here, I guess this was Almost Podcast.
Yeah,
but.
And I'm,
here's some Glenn.
I'm thankful for all our listeners.
It was one of our, almost like.
Did you hear him laugh?
Yeah, it was a good laugh.
Yeah, did the whole studio.
Good laugh, good cast.
Because he's here right
now. We miss you, Glenn.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Keeping our dreams.